You're listening to SBS News.
This is a G20 under the sign of a global crisis. Host country Indonesia's opening speech was aimed at summarizing the many issues on the table. Foreign Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati reminded all those present about the seriousness of the situation.
We are all facing a very difficult situation to manage as a finance ministers as well as central bank governor.
The 20 countries will hold talks until Sunday. The meeting is held 1 week after another G20 gathering of foreign ministers who addressed the war in Ukraine. This time, finance ministers from Russia and Ukraine will be addressing the meeting virtually. Some countries did not want to see Russia taking part in the meeting. Janet Yellen, the United States Secretary to the Treasury, made it clear in a press conference before her departure for Bali.
Representatives of the Putin regime have no place at this forum. We stand firmly with the people of Ukraine, and I look forward to welcoming the Ukrainian finance minister to this G20 meeting tomorrow.
But the Indonesian government decided to remain neutral. As well as the finance minister joining the meeting online from Moscow, Russia sent a delegation with a vice minister of finance and a senior representative of its central bank. The war in Ukraine is expected to be a major topic, as Mrs. Indrawati reminded in her speech.
The war, as well as commodity price increase, could worsen the global inflation spike and increase further social instability.
The United States spearheads a group of countries eager to make Russia accountable for the global crisis. Mrs. Yellen blamed Russia directly.
The international community must be clear-eyed in holding Putin accountable for the global economic and humanitarian consequences of his war.
Mrs. Yellen also mentioned China, specifically referring to its influence on Sri Lanka. As the island nation faces its most serious economical crisis since independence, and it escalates into a political crisis, Mrs. Yellen said China was its biggest debtor and thus had a responsibility to solve the issue. But the financial crisis could not be addressed fully without talking about the energy crisis. Everywhere in the world, rising prices of gasoline are shaking economies. This was not lost on Mrs. Indrawati.
The global energy landscape has been radically changed or reshaped. Energy commodity prices are skyrocketing.
Mrs. Yellen was also prompt to address the issue and talked about a cap on oil prices from Russia.
A price cap on Russian oil is one of our most powerful tools to address the pain that Americans and families across the world are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store right now.
The G20 is expected to do its best to lighten the burden on the weakest countries, despite wide differences in the reasons behind the crisis and how to solve them. But as Mrs. Indrawati said, the world is looking at them now.